I think words are, you know, lost, you know, at times like this. It's quite unbelievable when we pass over the road and to look up at the church that has stood there for half a century, a church that has been, you know, a place of comfort, of solace for so many parishioners here in Gidor and elsewhere, a place where we've, you know, had our celebrations, our marriages, our baptisms, our children taking their sacraments, but also a place where we've gone for comfort as we've said goodbye to our loved ones, our parents, our neighbours, our friends, and to see it now lying as an empty shell, burnt to the ground, I think is really, really heartbreaking for and devastating for people like Gidor. And, you know, we're kind of searching for words at this point in time, and we're really, really glad that nobody was injured in it, but there is something that has been taken from us, there is no doubt about it, and but there's a determination there. And yesterday the conversation has all been about the determination to rebuild. And I can say this morning that we are going to start that process. We are going to launch a GoFundMe later on this afternoon to help raise funds that will go towards building the church again.
And the emergency services did their utmost to try and save the building, but unfortunately it just is completely gutted. As you say, a shell only remains.
Absolutely. And, you know, the emergency services came from all over the county. We had seven different crews there throughout the night battling the blaze. But unfortunately, that the fire had got a hold of the church by the time they were there, and had completely destroyed it. It had a beautiful roof in that church. It was all timber clad. And unfortunately, that just became too attractive to the fire and completely burnt. But, you know, they were there right through the night battling. Right through, trying to save as much as possible, and there is a bit of the church and outer building, the sacristy that didn't get caught by the blaze, and we need to thank the emergency service for all that they have done, staff Donegal County Council, and indeed the Gardaí, who were there very, very promptly at 4 o'clock, and, you know, secured the area, and they will now carry out their investigations and need time to do so.